for me, there is different reasons. One of the important one, the lack of fund. Lack of fund in terms of food. W Food program cut last year 50%, and this year another 50%. So instead of around $50, they are receiving now only $15 per each individual. So how come family of five members, they are living with around $75 per month, and this 75 have to maintain the family for a month. So it's not possible. And the work in Jordan, for example, it's not possible. So there is no work, no enough food, no lack, no more aid from other NGOs because there is a lack of fund from different PAC donors like UN agencies or EU. Because of that, the people, they have two choices. Either to go back to Syria, and this is not available because of the situation, or to collect some money from here and here, and through illegal work or through their relatives, to go by trafficking to Europe. Because it succeeded, and because the Europe welcoming the first patch of people, the people now having more encouragement to go. If Europe did something, okay, we will accept the people who already exist and will not accept more, but we will open the legal resettlement programs, this will be different. But this is not the message of Europe. I hope that this would be the message of Europe, because the cost of relief aid in Europe, it's at least five times costly more than the Middle East. So if you support 10,000 in Europe, you are able to support 50,000 in the Middle East. So this is the main issue. Jordan, it's according to the official statistic now, 10.5 million living in Jordan, 50% of them refugees and migrants. Let's say around 4 million refugees, Palestinian, Iraqi, Syrians, and 1 million migrants. So 50% of the population who is living refugee and migrants. So how for the country as Jordan, what's the means of development? What's the means of how to build country, how to build nations, how to build people? This is the problem. And this is the main challenge. And now the government of Jordan, they launched Jordan Response Plan for 3 years. It's a protracted crisis, extension crisis. So now we are not thinking year by year, 3 years. 3 years of response. So now it was clear. And for Caritas Jordan, we are doing the same. Now our plan is for 3 years, not for 1 year. And even the UNHCR, they are following also the same strategy and policy.